好，我们先一起来读一个圣经的故事。
Let's first read together a story in the Bible.
我们翻开新约圣经马太福音的第十五章。
We turn to the New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 15.
马太福音第十五章第二十一节到二十九节的前半段。
Matthew chapter 15, from verse 21 to the first half of verse 29.
第二十一节，耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。
Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”
A Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David."My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed.
耶稣却一言不答，门徒近前来求他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她走吧。”
But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us."
耶稣说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
They answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”
But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me."
他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼留给狗吃。”
He answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的脆渣儿。”
But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from the master's table."
耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”从那时候，她女儿就好了。
Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once.
第二十九节的前半部分，耶稣离开那地方。
In the first part of verse 29,Departing from there, Jesus went.
好，我们一起低头，先有点祷告。
Let's all bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we give you thanks.
谢谢你在今天早晨把我们一同召聚在这里。
And we thank you that you've gathered all of us here together this morning.
要一同来听你儿子的福音。
To hear together the gospel of your Son.
父啊，我们求你实在借着你的圣灵，把你的话语讲在我们每个人的心里。
And we ask that through your Spirit, the word speaks to each one of our hearts.
所以我们在这里所听见的不是人的声音，乃是圣灵在我们的里面对我们讲话。
And so that what we not hear is not just man's words, but it's the Spirit speaking to us.
父啊，我们实在要把所有的荣耀、感谢、赞美，单单的归给你。
Lord, we truly want to give you all the glory, praise, and thanksgiving to you alone.
我们这样一同的祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们刚才一起哈念了这个故事。
And so we just read together this story.
这是个非常简单的故事，就那么几节圣经。
It is a very simple story, just those few verses.
但的确值得我们来深入的来看。
But it deserves for us to look at it more deeply.
一方面呢，在新约圣经里面哈，很少有人被耶稣称赞是大有信心。
So in the New Testament, typically, it is very rare for the Lord Jesus to say that someone has great faith.
在我的印象里面啊，主耶稣就称赞过两个人，说他们信心非常大。
From my recollection, Jesus only said it to two persons that their faith was great.
这个妇人就是其中的一个。
This woman here is one of them.
对比那些常常跟随主耶稣的门徒。
Compared to those disciples who followed Jesus.
主耶稣常常对他们说：“你们这些小信的人。”
Jesus often said to them, "Oh, you have little faith."
有一次，主耶稣对他们这样讲。
And there was one time the Lord said to them.
对那些门徒讲：“我实在的告诉你们。”
To the disciples, he says, "Truly, I say to you."
你们这有信心，如同芥菜种是那么大，一点的信心啊，芥菜种很小很小。
Your If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and the seed is very, very small,
你们可以对面前这座山说，从这边移到那边。
You can say to this mountain, move from here to there.
那个山都会被移掉，都会移移到那。
That mountain will move.
而且你们所要求的每一件事情都可以成就。
And everything that you ask for can be accomplished.
没有一件你们不能做的事。
There's nothing that is impossible to be done.
啊，所以你们看到这个妇人的信心，主耶稣竟然称赞说：“你的妇人，你的信心是大的。”
So when you look at the faith of this woman here, the Lord said to her, "Woman, your faith is great."
很少有这样的人被主这么称赞。
And there's very few people who the Lord says this to.
另外一个方面呢
？On the other hand,
我们要来看啊，这个妇人她究竟是怎么样信的
？We need to look at how did this woman believe.
从一个一开始只是简单的可能来求耶稣基督而已。
It may have started out that she just wanted to plead in front of the Lord Jesus.
到最后有了这么大的信心。
And in the end, she came out with this great faith.
这是我们今天要想和大家一同分享的重点。
And so this is what I want to share with everyone today.
为了方便的话啊，为了方便，我们从两个角度来看这个简单的故事。
For convenience sake, we're going to look at this story from two perspectives.
第一个方面，我们要从主耶稣他究竟说了什么，在做什么，在这个故事里面。
One perspective, we want to take a look at what the Lord Jesus did, what he said.
然后再来看看这个妇人是怎么样，因着主耶稣所说的话所做的事，他又是怎么样来回应的？他又说了什么，又做了什么
？And then how, from the other perspective, how did this woman respond? What did she say? What did she do?
我们来从这两个方角度来看，这个妇人她是怎么样一个得到这么大的信心的？
So from these two perspectives, we want to study to see how the woman obtained such great faith.
好，我们先来看主耶稣他究竟说了什么，他又在做什么。
So first, let's take a look at what the Lord Jesus did, what he said.
我不知道我们中间在座的有没有第一次听见这个故事的，听到这个刚才我们念的这段圣经这个故事的。
I don't know if anyone sitting here, if this is the first time you've heard the story that we just read.
我可以告诉你，我当时第一次听见这个故事，我的心情的感受。
I can tell you how I felt when I first heard this story.
我非常愤怒。
I was very angry.
你知道，我觉得被自己被侮辱到了。
Because I felt that I was being insulted.
因为主耶稣对那妇人说不好把饼都给狗吃。
Because the Lord Jesus said to this woman that it's not good to throw children's bread to the dogs.
我想我们来看看主耶稣在这个过程他究竟做什么。一开始的时候，当这位妇人来求他的时候，他根本不理他，他一言不答。圣经这么说的。
So let's go back and take a look at how Jesus acted first. And the Bible says that he did not answer her a word. He ignored her.
Yeah. 这个时候你知道门徒都看不下去了。你跟随主耶稣的门徒说：“你看，你得看做点什么事，让这个打发这个女人走啊！他在后面使劲喊，难道你没听见吗？”好像有这个意思。
And so much so that his disciples eventually implored him to say, do something, send this woman away because she keeps shouting at us from behind us.
所以让门徒这样说，求那主耶稣就回答说，我奉差遣是往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
So once the disciples said this, the Lord answered and said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
因为是我是为了以色列人而被差遣而来的，不是为这个妇人，这个妇人是迦南人，她不是以色列人。
In other words, say that I was sent only for the house of Israel. This woman here, she's not an Israelite.
这个时候，这个妇人她也得到机会了，因为都在帮她带球嘛。然后她就跑到主耶稣面前来拜耶稣，然后对耶稣说：“主啊，你帮助我。”
So the woman probably thought she had an opportunity here because there were others imploring for her. So she came and bowed down before the Lord and said, "Lord, help me."
但是主竟然说了一句话：“不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。”
And instead, the Lord Jesus answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
是不是大家如果你第一次听见，是不是感觉到好像被侮辱到了的感觉
？So, if you heard this for the first time, wouldn't you feel that you were being insulted?
因为我们都知道，我们不是以色列人，所以会。你要是以色列人，你肯定这种感觉啊。以色列人，那我是不是主耶稣是为我而来的？但这个地方，因为我们在座都不是以色列人，基本上都不是，所以肯定有这样同感。哇，这是怎么这样对我？
And so none of us here are Israelites, and so we might be feeling the same as the woman, or if we were Jewish descent, we might feel a little smug, saying, "Oh, the Lord was sent here for us," but we are not.
我们都知道，今天，在尤其在美国啊，因为我们中间的犹太人比较多嘛，我 我们知道以色列人啊，犹太人，他们都有一种优越感。
And so we all know that, especially if you're here in the U.S. because they're quite populous, that the Jews or the Israelites, they seem to have a sense of superiority.
啊，最近啊，在中文知道中文网络中把以色列人叫做中东小霸王。打遍周围的国家，比他大很多的人都把别人打趴下去，对不对？我们刚刚哈马斯战争，我们就看到黎巴嫩真主党的战争，我们也都看到，以色列真是霸道的很啊，都把他们打得趴下去。
So recently in the Chinese news, they have labeled Israel as a little despot of the Middle East because of their actions with Hamas, with Lebanon, such.
Yeah.所以我们而且我们常常在传福音班的时候，我们跟那些所有的福音朋友讲，你知道以色列人哈、啊、非常厉害的，在诺贝尔奖得主中，大概他人很少，但是诺贝尔奖得主中得被受得奖人中占大部分的20%-30%啊百分之几，那就可见这个弹丸之小地方那个民族挣下这么多的奖啊，可见他们经济成就不用说了，可见以色列人确实很厉害。
And so we also mentioned in the gospel class that the Jewish people are the Israelis are very great people. You just take a look at the Nobel Prizes, and such a small percentage of people ever get this prize, but maybe 20%, 30%, 40% of them are Jewish descent. And then not to mention also if you look at their economic achievements.
今天早上我刚刚起来就听了个新消息说，以色列北面有一个国家叫叙利亚啊，圣经里边都。告诉我们，他叫亚兰，那个总统被死了，这个国家已经变了。以色列周围一直都在发生事情，好像都有利于以色列。
And so, and just the news this morning mentioned a country north of Israel, Syria. All the current events happening there have seemed to also pertain to Israel.
如果我们要看旧约的话，这种感觉更明显啊，旧约。圣经把以色列人称之为神的选民。
And if you look at the Old Testament, the sentiment about the Israelites is even more prominent because in the Old Testament, the Israelites were God's chosen people.
就是说，神这位上帝在地上的见证人是以色列人。
It's to say God's witnesses on earth were the Israelites.
而外邦人都是像猪像狗一样的。
And outsiders or others were considered pigs and dogs.
所以一点不意外，主耶稣在这儿讲说啊，不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。以色列人就是这样觉得的。
So it's not surprising that the Lord Jesus responded that you can't give the children's bread to the dogs because that was the sentiment.
而且圣经告诉我们，神是以色列人的神，将来要来的救主是以色列人的救主。我们这些外邦人给基督无关。
And so the Bible also says that the God is the God of Israel. The Savior of the Messiah is going to be for Israel. We as outsiders have no portion in this.
但是到了新约，到了主耶稣的时候，难道主耶稣也是这样歧视人吗？也是这样啊，这样看外我们这些外邦人吗？
And then we move to the era of the New Testament. So does the Lord Jesus also share the same sentiment?
但这个故事告诉我们，主耶稣最后帮助了那位妇人。
And in the story, it tells us that the Lord eventually helped this woman.
但是当着那个妇人的面，把她比喻成狗一样的。
But in front of her, he compared her to a dog.
完全没有考虑到她的自尊，把人家自尊都给毁了。
And so he had no consideration for her self-esteem or dignity and completely destroyed it.
所以怎么样来看这件事？
So how should we look at this?
我们都知道主耶稣从来没有歧视我们中国人、美国人或者印度人，对吧？
So we know that the Lord Jesus has never discriminated against us as Americans, as Chinese, as Indians.
圣经甚至有一句话说，耶稣来到这个地上就是要把犹太人和外邦人，就是其余所有国家的人的中间那个墙给拆毁了，也就是说全世界都是一样的。
And the Bible says that the Lord came to separate this, to close that separation between the Israelites and Gentiles, which is everyone who is not a Gentile.
而主耶稣刚刚出来传道的时候就说，贫穷的人有福了，天国是他们的。
And when Jesus first came out into his ministry, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
哀痛的人有福了，他们必得怜悯。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall receive comfort.
所以我们的主不可能是被人安慰啊，所以我们的主不可能是歧视，那么他究竟是什么目的呢？
And so the Lord Jesus could not never be discriminatory. So what was the purpose of his words?
所以我们再稍微仔细的来看这个故事，我们就会发觉到背后发生的一些事情是我们没有注意到的。
So if we pay attention to the details, of the story, then there is something that we haven't noticed before.
第二十一节啊，说耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。
And so verse 21 says that Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon.
他讲到退到是什么是退呢？就从犹太人的地方，那个时候刚开之前，他是在那个加利利湖边，也可能是格尼撒呢，或者说一个地方，就是在犹太人聚居的地方。现在他从犹太人的地方退出来，要到一个推罗西顿，那推罗西顿就是今天的黎巴嫩。
And so, what does it mean that he went away? So, Lord Jesus was. Means that he went away from the Jewish occupied land, for example, maybe Galilee, and he went into the district of Tyre and Sidon, which is now Lebanon.
现在主耶稣是故意的从犹太人的地方要去这个黎巴嫩，黎巴嫩直到今天都不是以色列人的地方。啊，那个时候不是，古代也不是，那个地方就是外邦人居住的地方，主故意要去那里。
And so the Lord went from Jewish occupied land into Lebanon, and Lebanon today is not.The Jewish land, and back in the ancient times, it was not either.
主花了一整天的时间，你知道从那个加利利海，就是格尼撒的那个地方，一直到推罗的那个地方，整个大概有60公里。如果从英里来就40英里。如果人要走，那时候怎么走啊？而且要翻山，那个地方要翻山的，因为以色列中部是有山，他们从湖边一直要过去，要翻个山，带着那么一些门徒。确实要一整天，至少一整天的时间，单单要去那个地方。
And so, how far is the Lake of Galilee to Tyre? It's about more than 60 kilometers, or more than 40 miles. And to go from the lake to Tyre, you need to traverse some mountains. And so, he walked the mountains with his disciples, and it would take at least a good day.
然后完了以后。当跟这个夫人见了面，然后医治了他的女儿，转身就离开，又回到了加利利海那边。整个回来啊，就好像这件事情你就知道是专门为了他去的。29节说，他夫人医治好以后，他转身就离开了，又回到犹太人中间。
And so, after the woman's daughter was healed, in verse 29, it said the Lord Jesus departed from there and went back to the Sea of Galilee.
显然主耶稣是单单的为了这个妇人去的。
And so he purposely went. He went for the sole purpose of finding this woman.
这个妇人是谁？主值得主这么单独为她去做这样这么一件事，劳费做这样一件事。
So who is this woman that the Lord would do such an act for her?
圣经除了在这儿记载，就再没有记载她。显然她是一个很平凡的人。
So after this portion of the Bible does not mention her again, meaning that she was an ordinary woman.
如果我们了解这个故事发生的背景，我们还会觉得。主耶稣是 要侮辱他吗？是要羞辱他吗？歧视他吗
？And so, if we see the background to the story, do we still feel that the Lord Jesus was discriminating against her or insulting her?
Yeah, 当然不是。
Of course not.
而且，其实我们在更深一步的了解，我们就知道主耶稣为了这个妇人，何止走了一天的路程。
And so, as we read, and we know that the Lord Jesus purposely walked a day's worth of distance for this woman.
我们都知道，主耶稣从天上荣耀的宝座上下来，道成肉身来到这个地上，那是多遥远的路程。
And so, we also know the Lord Jesus became flesh. He came from his glorious throne above to this earth. And how long of a distance was that?
就是单单为了人的罪啊，被人就是为了人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Solely for the purpose to nail the sin of man onto the cross.
然后三天从死里复活啊，来证明他胜过了死亡，胜过了罪恶。
And then to be resurrected after 3 days, meaning that he had victory over sin and over death.
所以只要我们来信他所做的这些事情，我们就不至灭亡，反得永生，就有永生。
And so then, as long as we believe in these things, then we would not die, but instead we have eternal life.
圣经说这件事情这就是我们今天给大家所传的福音，对吧？
And so what the Bible says here is the gospel that we preach today.
那这个福音确实一开始从犹太人开始，从以色列人开始的。
And it's true that the gospel starts from the Israelites.
然后才传遍了 撒玛利亚人传到了我们美国、中国所有国家的人，全世界、全人类。
And then from the Israelites moved out to Samaria, and then to all the nations of the world, including this woman.
这就是我们整个信仰的最根基、最核心的。
So this is the foundation of our faith.
我们传也是在传这些。
Share the gospel. This is also what we are sharing.
就是主究竟为了我们说了什么，为了我们做了什么。
Which is what the Lord has said for us and what the Lord has done for us.
在你我在这位妇人还是罪人的时候，主就为我们的罪而死。
And you and I, and when this woman was still in sin, the Lord died for us.
为了我们的永生复活。
And for us also rose again and now.
所以主耶稣做的所有的事情，我们看到好像为这个妇人做的，其实也是为我们每个人，不管你是哪个国家的人，做的同样的事。
And so what the Lord did for this woman, he has also done for every one of us, no matter your nationality.
那接下来我们的问题就是，为什么不是全世界的人都得着？
So the next question is, then why does it not everyone in the world receives this?
我们在这里看到一个妇人，她从简单的来寻求主耶稣也许的绝望的光景的里面，但是她最后变成如此坚定的、如此大的信心。
And so we see that this woman, she started out with a simple ask, and ended up with this great faith.
所以我们今天需要跟大家一起来看这个妇人她究竟是怎么样转变、怎么样信这个过程。
And so what we want to look at is how this woman turned from an ask or a plea to faith.
这是我们今天要去关心，也是所有在座的还在寻求中的人要关心，她是怎么样转变这个过程。
And so this concerns everyone here, especially those who are still seeking the truth. How did she turn this around?
所以我们再回过头把主耶稣讲的话和做的事情对比一下妇人的回应，我们就比较容易明白这件事。
So let's go back and take a look at what the Lord Jesus said and then how the woman responded.
当主耶稣见到这个妇人的时候，
when the Lord Jesus met this woman,
他先是不理他，先不理他。
She was ignored.
She was ignored, right? 那时候我们都知道门徒都齐了，就像我们今天传福音的人，其实感觉是一样的。
And so, how the disciples acted and how many of us act today is similar.
Yeah, 因为我们在福音班给人传福音的时候，跟福音朋友说你要祷告啊，你要求主啊。
And so we often say to those in the gospel class, our gospel friends, you need to pray, you need to ask of God.
然后有时候福音朋友回来说：“我祷告了，为什么没有听到什么声音呢？对吧？听不见，是吧？”
And so sometimes our friends respond and say, "I pray, but I didn't hear anything back."
我们也很急，我们就在背后使劲为着他祷告，求主说：“啊，你的帮助他，的拯救他。”
And so we ourselves become very anxious, and then we also pray in the background, saying, "Lord, you must help them."
那你的主当时的对于门徒的回应就是他不配。
But then you know the Lord Jesus' response to his disciples was, "She is not worthy."
所以说我来是为以色列家民事的羊去的，我不是为他去的，他不配。
He said that I was sent for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not for her. She is not worthy.
当这个妇人再次得到机会来到主的脚前来的时候，那么主就说，主说我不好拿儿女的饼给丢给狗吃。
And when the woman took the opportunity to come and bow before the Lord's feet, the Lord said to her, "Not good to give children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
主做这些说这些话究竟他是想要达到什么样的目的，这是我们想要知道的。
And so what we want to know is what is the purpose of the Lord Jesus' words here.
然后我们看看这个妇人她怎么样回应，以至于主对她说，哇，妇人你的信心是大的。
So then how did the woman respond so that eventually the Lord said, "Woman, your faith is great"?
那么我们再来看同一个故事在另外一个圣经的记载，我们再看看这个妇人她的回应。我们来看看这个来补充一下在马可福音的第七章我们再看看同一个故事的另外一个人的记载，马可的记载。
And so we're going to read the same story but recorded by a different person, by Mark, in the book of Mark, to see how the woman responded.
它是在马可福音第七章二十四节开始。
It starts from Mark chapter 7 verse 24.
第二十四节马可福音第七章二十四节，耶稣从那里起身，往推罗、西顿的境内去，进了一家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
Jesus got up and went away from there to the region of Tyre, and when he had entered a house, he wanted no one to know of it, yet he could not escape notice.
啊，主去那是不想让别人知道的，但是单单这位妇人知道了，所以你看到没有，单单的为了这位妇人去，然后呢？
And so the Lord went there to escape notice, but yet this woman, the solely this woman knew, so we know that the Lord Jesus went there solely for her.
当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被巫鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来伏伏在他的脚前。
But after hearing of him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet.
啊，这妇人是希利尼人，希利尼人就是希腊，就今天的希腊，希腊人。然后属叙利腓尼基族，他求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开他的女儿。
Now the woman was a Gentile of the Syrophoenician race, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter.
啊，第二十七节，耶稣对他说：“让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
And he was saying to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
妇人回答说：“主啊，不错，但是狗在柱子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣儿。”
But she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs."
耶稣对他说：“因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。”
And he said to her, "Because of this answer, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter."
他就回到家里去，见孩子小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed, the demon having left.
第三十一节，耶稣又离开推罗的境界，经过西顿，就从底加波利的境内到了加利利海。
And he went out from the region of Tyre and came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee.
如果大家好奇的话，可以去查一下地图三十一节啊。主耶稣当把这个病人、这个妇女的女儿病医治好以后，就离开了，就离开。怎么走呢？他说推罗往北走，从那个推罗北往北走到西顿，那个有差不多三十多公里的，然后又从西顿又翻山，经过底加波利境内，叫做回到原来他出发的地方。整个过程不是一天，如果你从去单程一天，回来因为他绕道有点绕道，他是两天时间，总共是一百多公里啊，要两天的时间。所以主耶稣为了这个妇人，不是走了一天，是走了三天的路程。
And so, if you're curious and you look at verse 31, look at a map. So when Jesus left and left the region of Tyre, he went north to Sidon, and which is about 30 kilometers, and then went down again to the Sea of Galilee. So back and forth, that's over 120 kilometers or so. And so the Lord Jesus didn't just walk one day for this woman; he walked almost 3 days.
Yeah.那么我们来看看，当主做了这么多的时候，这个妇人她是怎么样来回应主耶稣所做的、所说的
？Let's take a look at how the woman responded to all that the Lord said and did.
其实她总共就讲了三句话。
In actuality, she only said three phrases.
啊，她第一句话在马太福音就前面我们讲念的时候，她说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附着，附着甚苦。”
And then.The first words that she spoke were in the previous section that we read in Matthew, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon possessed."
主耶稣听到这个一言不答，刚才我们已经看到了，根本就好像完全不理他，不理会他。
But when the Lord heard this, he seemed to ignore her, did not answer her a word.
这个时候主这个妇人得到了机会来到主耶稣的面前，他就匍匐在主前下拜，向主下拜。
And then when the woman received the opportunity to come before the Lord, she came before him and bowed down at his feet and worshiped.
她再次求主，主啊，帮助我。
And she once again pled with the Lord, Lord, help me.
我们想想我们这些福音朋友，我们在让别人跟我们传福音的时候，我们在寻求主，是不是也是在一件渐进的过程啊？然后呢，主这个时候回答他更甚啊，更有点难受，就是说不好拿儿女的病给狗
And isn't this also true when we speak with our gospel friends that the pleading comes step by step? But here the Lord answers even more harshly and says that you should not throw bread to the dogs.
然后就来到妇人说的最后一句话，也是最重要的一句话。
And then it comes to the woman's final final words and her most important ones.
妇人说，主啊，不错，但是狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的脆渣。在马可福音的记载好像略有点不同，不错，狗也在桌子底下吃啊，那个孩子们掉下来的脆渣，一个意思。
So she responds saying, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And in Mark, it's slightly different, saying that, yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs.
所以当主听到这句话的时候，他知道，主知道他的目的已经达到了。
And so when the Lord Jesus heard this, then he knew that the purpose was fulfilled. His purpose was fulfilled.
他来三天的路程，来回三天的路程，见了这位妇人。其实就想要听这句话，那听到以后，他目的达到了，他就医治了这个妇人的女儿。
So these words from the woman fulfilled the purpose of why Jesus came and walked three days to find her. So once he heard these words from her, then he healed the daughter and then left.
所以，耶稣的目的究竟是什么？耶稣主耶稣为什么要做这些事？要引出妇人所回答的回应。
So why did the Lord do all these things in order to draw out this woman's response?
其实我们这些福音，我们这些在寻求主耶稣的人，我们也一定会有同样的经历。
And so all those who call upon the Lord, we will have the same experience.
其实主是要带出两件事情来。
The Lord is actually looking for two things.
首先，他借着试验这个妇人，他要把他的信心带出来。
One is that through testing, he wants to bring out the faith of this woman.
我们都知道哈，我们都知道这个妇人是在绝望里面。
And we know that this woman was in despair.
因为她住的那个地方呢，我们知道在西顿，原来是推罗，先到了推罗嘛。她住的地方是推罗，那个地方是偶像成堆的地方。
And so where this woman lived in Tyre, we know that was a land filled with idols.
就像那个，甚至圣经把那个推罗王形容成撒旦。
And the Bible even compared the king of Tyre to Satan.
我们这次哈，我就前不久去日本去那个度假。
So not long ago, I was in Japan for vacation.
因为到日本度假就到处走嘛，我发现每次我到一个地方都是碰到的是偶像。
And so as you do on vacation, you walk around a lot, and I found that everywhere I walked, there were idols.
日本是个非常美的国家，就像推罗一样的沿海嘛。那个地方啊，推罗当时就是很发达嘛，在当时。日本现在我们都知道，确实是经济非常发达，而且非常多的人都羡慕去那地方去看看，我们也不例外。
And so Japan is much like the Tyre back in the day. It's very beautiful by the sea, and many people want to go there just to take a look.
但是我们发觉到，你去那时候，每到一个旅游胜那个景点的时候，就是有偶像。
But we found that every time we went to
any kind of a spot,
there was an idol shrine for idol.
我那时候我挺着急的，你知道吗？因为我带着一大家九口的，我就想怎么样，真的是就盯着我们的孩子们，盯着我们的孙子，千万别在那儿去拜这些东西啊。
And so this actually made me very anxious because my whole family was with me. And so we're constantly watching over our kids and our grandkids just to remind, you know, don't accidentally go and worship these idols.
然后我跟我的那个儿媳妇讲，你离那些东西远一点，不要在那儿去靠近那些东西。
And I told my daughter-in-law, you know, stay away from those things, don't walk too close to them.
然后我发现到后来我们有个弟兄一样，他们回来以后，他们有同样的感觉。
And there was another brother who also recently came back to Japan. He had the same feelings when he was there.
因为你要在这个环境里边，你难免拜那些个东西。如果你不信耶稣的话，对吧？当然，我想中国也不例外，印度也不例外，也是一样的。
And so, if you do not believe in God, when you visit those shrines, you would go and you would worship the idols. I don't think this is any different from.
所以很难想象这个绝望的妇人为着她女儿被鬼附的那种难受，她肯定。说不定他已经去拜过这些偶像，但是不灵。
And so you can imagine how desperate this woman must have been when she came before the Lord, because she must have also already gone to the to ask and plead before the idols and didn't receive response.
所以在这个圣经这儿就记载说，他听说主耶稣可以赶疫病、赶鬼，哇，这个就是何妨不试一试，对吧？我现在没办法，求了那么多偶像都不灵，就试一试看。
And so the Bible says that she came immediately after hearing that Lord could that the Lord could expel unclean spirits, and so she must have wanted to come and just try it out.
Yeah, 我们很多菲律宾第一次来到我们中间，其实就是这个心情啊。别人说有耶稣基督可以给我们永生，可以做这个，可以做那个。很多时候我们也来到教会第一次的时候，多半都是这样，我们试试看，说不定会遇见了，要不灵就算了，对吧？我们很多带着这样的心。
And so this might be the same experience that many of our gospel friends or many of us had the first time we came to a church or to the Lord. We hear what Jesus can do. He can give us eternal life. He can do this. He can do that. So we come in just to see. And if it works out, great. If not.
当这位妇人看见主耶稣一行人的时候，拼命的大声的呼喊。
And so when this woman saw the Lord Jesus walking, she cried out loudly.
很稀奇啊，主耶稣这个时候故意不理她。
And it's very peculiar that at this time the Lord Jesus purposefully ignored her.
啊，我们同样的啊，很多福音朋友，我们自己都有这样的经历啊。当我们第一次求主的时候，我们感觉到好像主没有听我们的祷告。
And so this is the same for many of us and for our gospel friends. The first time we call out to the Lord, sometimes we feel that He does not respond.
啊，我们就网上有一个福音朋友啊，他也是落在绝境当中。然后我们弟兄姊妹说：“你赶快求主啊，主可以帮助你。”然后他说我祷告但是听不见主的声音，就是这种感觉，对吧？
And so we had a gospel friend online who was in a desperate situation, and we told him to, you know, go and call upon and plead before the Lord, and he said, I haven't heard anything back.
其实我们可能不知道，在背后，在暗中，我们的主在那儿，借着环境，借着周围发生的事情，正在要把我们的信心带出来。
But what we may not know is that perhaps the Lord in the background is using our environment and our circumstances to turn our hearts.
所以圣经里面有一句很奇妙的话，他说啊，我们来到教会，我们想要来认识主耶稣，只是一个愿意的心而已。
And so the Bible has this particular saying that all we need to come before the Lord is faith.
只有主耶稣是为我们的信心创始成终的主。
And so,
主耶稣是为我们的信心创始人。
He's the author and creator of our faith.
Right. 什么意思呢？就是说，我们从一开始信耶稣，那个信心其实不是我们的，是从主来的。然后呢，我们一生的信心都是主不断的给我们，让我们用这个信心去信他。
And so, what does this mean?
信神。
It means that the faith that we have is not even from ourselves, it is from God. And so He supplies the faith, and then He also saves that faith.
其实主在这里是要把这个妇人简单的想来求主耶稣这种心态，这种愿意的心，要从他心说引出信心来。
And so what the Lord Jesus wanted to do was to convert this simple willingness to come before the Lord into faith.
所以你看这个绝望的妇人，当主这个沉默了。好像在拒绝他，甚至在拒绝他的时候，他的那个里面的那个反应更竭力，更竭力。
And so you look at the responsible woman had at first, when she was so desperate and looked like the Lord was going to refuse, her response became also more pronounced.
反而在那绝望中嘛，他反而看到了希望，因为主动拒绝他，就说明他可能是真的可以，所以他那个时候他完全不顾尊严。就是所谓我们所说的在绝境当中啊，有的时候我们发觉到反而成了一个变相的祝福，就这个意思。
And so the woman was obviously in despair, and then when the Lord ignored her, it turned also into a hope that He's ignoring her because there was actually the possibility of hope. And so that is also where we say that when we're in desperate times, that may be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, 甚至我有时候觉得。我们这些人被落在绝境当中啊，有的时候是神故意的，因为神觉得我们配的这样的试炼。
And sometimes I feel that if we are stuck in despair, this is actually the Lord testing us, and because He thinks that we are worthy.
不光是主啊，我觉得有时候我们落在绝境当中啊，不光是变相的祝福而已，其实是神故意而为之，为要试验我们。
And so I think often when we are in despair, it is not only a blessing in disguise, but it's more so that the Lord is testing us.
最明显的一个例子就是约伯。
The most prominent example of this is Job.
约伯在人的眼里面，在神的眼里面，他都是个非常好的人。
And so in the eyes of the people, and as well as in the eyes of God, Job was a good, righteous person.
刚才我们弟兄在台上也讲，他确实是一个相信神、相信神的，对神有信心。他虽然是风闻有神，从前只是听说有神，唯相信神，啊，他也就按照神的话去做。
And so Job was someone who had faith and he believed in God. Even though he had only heard of God, he still believed in him.
他这种比例可能只是这种是风闻来的嘛，哎，但是你知道吗？这个时候是属神就故意的，要让他陷在绝境当中。
And so his belief came from simply hearing, and so it was in this circumstance that the Lord purposefully put him through testing.
因为神觉得约伯配的这样的试验。
Because the Lord felt that that Job was worthy of these trials.
所以当约伯从这个绝境中出来的时候，他说：“我从前风闻有你，我现在亲眼得以见到你。”
And so,
听见主对他讲话。
When Job came out of his despair, he told the Lord, "Before I only heard of you, but now I know you. I've met you face to face."
在绝境当中的人哈，向着神，向着他的那个祈求更绝对，更坚定。
And so those who are in despair, their calling upon the Lord becomes more resolute.
所以从这个妇人，当他说出最后的一句话来的时候，你发觉到主耶稣看见他的那个信心非常大。
And so when this woman responded out of her despair, you find that the Lord found that her faith is very great.
当然，我想说，我们不是没有一个人愿意被落在绝境当中。
Of course, I do want to say that no one is willing to be stuck in despair.
所以愿意落在绝境当中啊，尤其是迟早的更是非常不好，对吧？
And who wants to be in a desperate situation, especially one that is self-made?
如果我们为了日常的生活来求主啊。
And what if we ask the Lord for a longevity?
我们如果希望主能回答，而主又没回答，拒绝我们，好像是在沉默呢。
And sometimes we feel that the Lord doesn't answer us or is refusing us.
我们是不是有种感觉啊？反正试一试嘛，反正不灵验，主也不回答，那我就算了，对吧？是不是很容易？因为就是一件小事嘛。
And if the Lord and you don't hear back or if the Lord refuses, you say, it was only a small matter anyway. I just wanted to try it out.
我曾经就听到一位福音朋友这样讲。
I once heard a gospel friend speak like.
他说：“你们讲的是要求主，主就会答应，对吧？”
He said.You say that if you call upon the Lord, then He will promise us, right?
他有一次在洗澡的时候，他就说：“主啊，你耶稣啊，你是不是真的？别人说你是真的可以听祷告，我就想问一下你是不是真的，给我显一下，我就相信你。”
And so one time when he was taking a bath, he said, "Lord, if you're real, then you know, show yourself to me, I will believe in you."
那主肯定没有显现，对吧？他就算是不是假的了，我不用再求了。但是到现在都还不求主。
And so of course the Lord.
很多年过去了。
Of course, the Lord didn't show himself, and so he said, "See, of course." Left it at that for many years.
当然，我想要说，主并不是说不听我们关于日常小事的祷告，因此来引导出我们的信心。主会的。
And I'm not saying that the Lord will not answer our small prayers in order to build our faith. He will.
只要是我们不放弃，主会的。
As long as we do not let go or give up, then the Lord will.
圣经里面有这样一个故事。
The Bible speaks of a story like this.
有一次啊，主耶稣带着他的门徒一行人经过一个城市，那个城叫耶利哥。
So the Lord Jesus was leading his disciples towards the city called Jericho.
在这个路上有一个瞎子啊，他可能已经瞎了很久了，所以他一瞎子没办法养生嘛，就坐在路边上要饭。这是。
And so there was a blind man a blind beggar, and he probably was blind for most of his life, and so he could not make a living, and that's why he resorted to begging on the streets.
这可能就已经成为他日常生活的一部分。我反正瞎眼了，我在这儿坐在路边上要饭是很正常，这是他的日常生活了啊，他也没觉得什么特别的。
And so this is probably just his life. He is blind, and therefore he makes his living on the streets begging.
Yeah, 但突然就听到，因为他瞎的看不见，突然听到有好多人的声音很好，有很多人经过的，是的。
But then all of a sudden he heard a crowd, and so he wanted to ask what was going on.
他就问旁边的人啊，究竟发生什么事情了？
So he asked that person next to him and said, what happened?
然后旁边人就说啊，拿撒勒人耶稣从这里经过。
And so that person told him, hey, Jesus of Nazareth is coming through.
我们一听，哇，他就也喊出来说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜可怜我吧，他就使劲喊出来。
And so as soon as he heard this, then he cried out very loudly, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
旁边人说你闭嘴，啊，你不要影响我们，要是能够经过的话，就让他下来，哎，就这个意思。你闭嘴，闭上你的嘴，你还是去要你的饭去了。
And so the people who were around them told him to be quiet, basically to shut up and not interfere with their activities.
你该去要饭，你就去要你的饭去了，干嘛来打搅这耶稣把杀的人耶稣这样的经过呢？
If you're trying to beg for food, go beg for food. Why are you trying to disturb?
哇，这个更激起这个瞎子的那个激情来了，他就更大声的喊出来说：“主耶稣啊，大卫的子孙啊，可怜可怜我吧。”
But this beggar man became even more agitated and resolute, and he said, he cried out even louder, "Son of Lord Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
反正这个时候主听见了，就说把他叫过来，叫过来。
Then this time the Lord heard and said, "Bring him to me."
然后主耶稣，你要我为你做什么
？And so the Lord Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
你下去说我要看见。
And the blind man said, "I want to see."
啊，我们很多福音不是祷告吗？要看见。啊、你不放弃，我要看见，你别阻止他，他还拼命喊出来，我要看见，对主说，我要看见。
And so isn't this also what many of our gospel friends pray that we want to see? And so he kept repeating that he wants to see and did not let go of that.
所以说照你的信成就了，你看见，你可以看见。
And the Lord said to him, "Receive your sight; your faith has made you well."
哇，这个瞎子一看见了，他高兴坏了，从此就跟随耶稣，边走边赞美神。
And so he regained his sight, and he was so joyous, and that he began following him, the Lord Jesus.
对这位瞎子来说，他早已经习惯要饭，他瞎了很久了，所以他为人日常对他来说可能就是件小事了，不求一下嘛。但是神就借着这件事情，把他的信心引出来做，这样做。
And so this blind beggar, he was used to his life begging for food. That's commonplace for him, and it might have seemed like a small ask, but the Lord used this.
这第一方面，主要借着试验这个妇人，要把他的信心给引出来。
And so that's the first point that the Lord wanted to use the trials that this woman had to bring out his faith.
第二件事情，主要借着试验这个妇人，要引出他对神的敬拜。
And so the second aspect is that the Lord wanted to bring from the trials of this woman to bring out worship.
我们都知道神啊，神拯救我们啊，不光是为了要相信他，要得到他的医治，要看见，或者要达到我们平时间我们日常生活中需要的目的。
We all know that God saved us not only for just being able to heal us or to be able to be with us in our daily living.
我们好多基督徒，好多神的儿女，就停留在这个阶段。当你问他说为什么神，当福音朋友问他说为什么神要拯救我们
？We know that there are many Christians who actually stop at this point, and so gospel friends ask, "Well, why did the Lord save us?"
很多时候，神的儿女、弟兄姊妹都这么回答：因为神爱我们呢，因为神要拯救我们呢，他爱我们要拯救我们嘛，就这个原因。
And many brothers and sisters will say, "It's because the Lord loves us, and so He wants to save us."
好像神就是为着我们而活着，对吧？是不是这种感觉哦？主就是因为爱我，所以他拯救我，仅此而已，是吗
？And so it seems that the Lord lives in order to save us. That He loves us, and so He saves us.
其实不是的。
Actually, it's not like this.
不光是如此。
It's not only like this.
神拯救我们的目的是要我们人能够完全的敬拜他。得到我们的敬拜。
The Lord's purpose is also for that man would be able to worship Him completely because He is worthy.
为什么我们今天人不能敬拜他
？Why is it that today man cannot worship？
啊，是因为人的罪，确实是如此。
And it's because of man's sin, it is true.
但是最大的问题是我们的骄傲，这个罪。我们人骄傲，我们觉得我们和人是一样的，我们和神是一样的。
But the greatest barrier to worship is that we are proud. We feel that we are on the same level as God.
所以我们走到哪里，只要在这个世界上，到时候看见我们跟神是一样的，我们就是神，对吧
？So wherever we walk on this earth, we feel we are the same as God.
这就是一切罪恶的起源，就是撒旦，他要与神同等。
And so this is actually the root of all sin because Satan wanted to be on equal level with God.
所以圣经说，神阻挡骄傲的人，不要这样的人去敬拜他。
And so the Bible says that the Lord will humble those who are proud. He does not want the proud to worship.
回到我们这个故事当中，这就你就发现为什么主耶稣要降卑这个妇人的原因。
And so when coming back to our story, we find the reason of why the Lord wanted to humble this woman.
他要这个妇人感觉到她根本不配。
He wanted the woman to realize that she, in fact, was not worthy.
当这个妇人一直来求他的时候，你都不理他，就是要告诉你你不配。
So the reason why he ignored the woman at first was to let her know that she was not worthy.
然后当他来拜他的时候，主说我当门徒来帮着求的时候，他说我奉差遣送到以色列人那里去，不是为你。
And so when the disciples came to implore him, he responded to say that I came for the Israelites, not for you.
最后主甚至说你啊，我不好拿，竟是把他比喻成狗，说我不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
And then finally, the Lord Jesus compared her to a dog, saying, "It's not good to give the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
换句话说，就告诉这个妇人，你就像狗一样。
In other words, it was to tell this woman that you are like a dog.
但这位妇人在这个时候，她俯伏在主耶稣的脚前。
But then, at this moment, the woman went and bowed before the feet of the Lord.
她把自己比喻成狗。
She compared herself to a dog.
在圣经里边，很多时候我们看到一些很伟大的人物，像抗议这样的人。他说我在神的面前如虫如蛆什么都不是。
And then how many times do we see in the Bible these great characters who then come before the Lord and say, I am nothing?
主啊，狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的脆渣。
It says, Lord, even dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
他知道他自己不配，所以他说出这样的话，主耶稣的目的就达到了。
So she knew she was not worthy, and that's how she could say these words. And then the Lord Jesus knew his purpose was fulfilled.
我们一开始讲啊，我们说在圣经，在新约圣经里边，主只赞扬过两个人的信心。
In the beginning, we said that the Lord praised two persons' faith.
第一个就是这位妇人。
The first one is this woman.
第二个人是罗马的百夫长，是罗马人的百夫长，因为那时候以色列是罗马帝国的殖民地。
And the second is a Roman centurion. We know that at that time Israel was under Roman rule.
那他这个很凑巧，这个罗马的百夫长他也是个外邦人。
And so coincidentally, this Roman centurion was a Gentile.
他有一次有一天他的那个很喜欢的一个仆人病了，病得很厉害。
And so then one day his favorite servant fell ill.
所以他听说主耶稣可以医治，所以他就去求犹太人的长老们去告诉耶稣能不能帮我治我的仆人的病。
And so then when he heard about Jesus, he actually sent some of the Jewish elders to the Lord Jesus to ask him to save the life of his servant.
然后这个犹太人的一些长老们来到主耶稣面前说，就告诉主耶稣说，这个人配得你的医治。
And so these Jewish elders came to Lord Jesus and said to him, he is the centurion. He is worthy of you to help him.
因为他为我们犹太人建会堂，也很爱他所统治下的百姓犹太人。
Because he, the centurion, has built synagogues for us, and he cares for this nation, our people.
他所以犹太人的长老对主耶稣说：“配。”主耶稣说：“让我去看看。”
And so the Jewish elders told the Lord Jesus, "This man is worthy." And so the Lord Jesus said that he would go to.
主耶稣走到半路的时候。
And then when Lord Jesus stopped at halfway there,
这位百夫长再次差更多的人去见主耶稣。
The centurion sent even more people to meet the Lord.
然后对主说：“主，我不配。”
And he said, "Lord, I am not worthy."
我不配你来到我的府上。
I'm not worthy for you to come to my house.
因为我知道我有兵在我的权下。
Because I know that I have men under my authority.
我叫他们做什么，他们就会做什么。
Whatever I tell them, they will do.
你只要一句话就够了，因为你不，我不配你来到我的家里边来医治我的病人。
So I just need a word from you, because I am not worthy to have you to come to my house.
你知道主耶稣怎么回答的吗？
And he said, "Well, do you know how the Lord Jesus responded?"
主耶稣说：“我在以色列人中从来没有看见有这么大的信心的人。”
The Lord said, "I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such faith."
就照你的行心给你成全了，所以他仆人立刻就好了。
And so it will be done as you wish. And so his servant was healed.
同样，这位迦南的妇人， 当主耶稣这样告诉他的时候，他知道他不配。
And so the same as in the story of the woman, as the Lord spoke, they knew that they were not worthy.
所以，查尔所得到主耶稣最后的回答就是：“妇人，你的信心是大的。”
And so that's how she gave the Lord's response, final response, to say, "O woman, your faith is great."
照你所要的，给你成全了。
It shall be done for you as you wish.
圣经哈、啊，把这个妇人这个故事记载下来。
And so the Bible records the story of this woman.
其实在告诉我们一个人信。的过程是怎么样的
It's actually to tell us the progression of our faith.
我们是怎么样得到那个信心的
How can we gain this faith?
我们一而再再三告诉所有寻求的我们没有人会有信心的信心不是从我们人自己发出来的是神给的
And so we constantly tell our gospel friends, faith is not something that we have, not something from ourselves, it is given to us.
当我们带着这样一个愿意的心、啊、来到神的面前虽然不完全甚至可能说我们还有自己的私心有自己的动机
And so if we have a willing heart even if it is imperfect we may have our own thinkings and our own wants
我们来到主的面前只要我们不放弃
When we come before the Lord as long as we do not give up
绝境中的人不容易放弃但是在顺境中我们更不要放弃我们一直要求主
So in desperate times it's easy to not let go but even when things are going well we should not let go
你就可以看见主耶稣借着我们的环境借着周围发生的事情把我们的信心带出来
And we can see the Lord's response and his work or his actions to bring out our faith
不光带出我们的信心也让我们看见我们是个罪人我们不配
Not only to bring about faith but also to have us see that we are sinners and we are not worthy
因着我们的罪我们来到这个圣洁的神圣洁的主面前我们真的不配敬拜他
And because of sin we are not worthy to come before the holy God
但是当神把主把这个信心给我们的时候我们就发觉到我们要感谢我们要赞美我们要俯伏敬拜
But then when we are given this faith then we in turn realize that we need to begive thanks and to give praise and worship
圣经里面有一首有一首诗歌我们其实可以要不行我们可以唱一下就是照我本相好吧
There's actually a hymn that perhaps we can sing it's called Just As I Am
Just As I Am 对这个我们唱一下就可以了其实这个诗歌就在告诉我们我们当一开始来到神面前的时候我们不需要什么条件我们只要简单的带着一个愿意的心就可以了
And so this hymn tells us that when we come before the Lord we don't have to fulfill any kind of criteria or requirements you come just as you are
这我们唱这首你知道圣经里面还有一个故事也 很有趣
And you know before we sing this hymn there's another very peculiar story in the Bible
也是有一个老父亲他的儿子也是被鬼附了这边是个父亲和儿子那就是我们的故事是个妇人和女儿这边是个父亲和儿子他的儿子也是被鬼附了
And so there was a father whose son was also demon possessed So in our story it was a woman whose daughter was demon possessed In this one it is a father's
他也来到主耶稣的面前说主啊求你帮助我赶出我儿子身上那个鬼
And so he also came before the Lord Jesus to say Lord help me and expel this demon from my son
那是个哑巴鬼让他折磨他儿子折磨他非常痛苦啊，圣经描述的他求主他说主啊求你赶出这个鬼来
and so this demon made the son deaf and mute and so it was very a very tough situation so the father begged the Lord Jesus to help him
主耶稣说你愿意信吗
and the Lord Jesus responded are you willing to believe
这个父亲说什么
what did this father say
父亲说我信但是我信得不够我信不足
The father said, I believe in you, but I do not believe enough. It's not enough.
My faith is not enough. 你帮助我信。
The Lord helped me to have faith.
好吧，我们就来唱一下第628首。我们就唱，我们就全部唱吧，还有点时间啊，全唱。
And so this is hymn 628, and we have time, so we'll open the whole hymn.
唱完我们就结束好吧。
And then we'll finish.
Come on, 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 come on
基督的人。
I don't know if we still have those amongst us who are still looking for the Lord Jesus.
你是不是也愿意啊，想要来到主的面前来寻求，来认识？
Are you willing to come before the Lord, call upon Him to look for Him and to believe?
啊，如果你愿意的话，愿意的话，我们接下来我们一起祷告啊，就希望你心里也跟着我一起祷告。
And so if you are willing, we are going to pray, and I hope that you will pray this in your heart as well.
Okay, 我们一起祷告好吗？
So let's pray together.
哦，主啊，我们真的不认识你。
Lord, we truly do not know you.
我们也没有信心来到你的面前。
So we do not have faith to come before you.
但是今天，既然我们能够做到这个地方
，And today that we can come and sit here.
我实在就愿意想要来相信。
I am willing to believe.
主啊，你帮助我。
Lord, would you help me?
虽然在我的生命中发生的事情未必那么。
And though what happens in my life may not be great,
but Lord, I
believe that you will hear my pleading.
我想要信,
that I want to believe,
但是我信不足,
but I am unable to.
我也听不见你的声音,
and I cannot hear your voice.
但是主啊, 你帮助我,
but Lord, would you help me?
引导我,
and would you lead me?
让我能够真正的相信你。
So that I would truly be able to believe in you.
看见我来到你的面前是何等的不配。
And that I know coming before you how unworthy I am.
但是你都赦免了我一切的过犯。
But that you have forgiven all of my transgressions.
使我可以在你的面前来敬拜你。
So that I can come before you and give you worship.
可以和弟兄姊妹一同在这里来赞美感谢我们的主。
And together with the brothers and sisters to give praise and thanksgiving to my Lord.
主啊，你听我们在座每一个人，特别是还在寻求你的人的祷告。
Lord, would you listen to our prayer, especially to the prayer of those who are still seeking you?
这祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.